You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. What you wouldn't give, right, for a quiet week in this economy? Be nice. Sadly, that is not what we've got. Haven't had one for a while. So in we will dig. Jordan Holman's at Bloomberg. Sadeep Reddy is at Politico. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey.
So, Jordan, let me start with you, and let me start with your area of expertise, the consumer economy, retail sales, retail in general. Retail sales came out this week. BAFO is one word that might archaically be used to describe them. Here's my question, though. You talk to retailers, you talk to these companies. What are they seeing as they look at their consumers and how long this might be able to last?
So retailers are having a great week, especially the major ones. They are very encouraged by their sales, and they just see strong consumer demand going into the holiday season. We're 1 week out from Black Friday, which is the traditional kickoff of the holiday season. Yeah. And so when I was speaking to the CEOs and CFOs of major retailers like Macy's and Kohl's and Home Depot, all of them, they believe that consumer demand will be strong despite some of the concerns people have around inflation and just rising prices. But they don't see that chipping away right now. People look very poised to spend this holiday season. And we have some huge growth projections up to 10% over last year.
So, Sadeep, let me ask you this. Why are consumers feeling so willing to spend?
Well, that is a good question. Maybe things are normalizing a little bit. Maybe people feel like they haven't had a chance to shop before, and they're more eager to do it now. And it's not just stocking up on toilet paper. It's actually maybe gathering with friends and family for the holidays. There are all sorts of things that could be happening. But we are slowly getting into a more normal posture, seeing it obviously in slowly in the services economy. But people still like buying stuff, and we're collectively as a nation flush with cash. And so there's a lot of money that's just sitting in bank accounts that was saved up that is being deployed.
Jordan, let me ask you this. And look, I'll grant you it's a tad self-interested because I, too, am an American consumer and I like my discounts. Are we going to see any of this this holiday season, do you think?
I honestly wouldn't hold my breath, especially if you're looking for the like 40% off discount.
I am.
So
yes.
MasterCard came out earlier this week and said it's actually a seller's market for retailers, that they are in control right now. They're going to probably offer shallower discounts, especially on the items that are hot, like electronics, toys, those kind of things. And that's happening because right now, like Sadeep was saying, consumers want to spend, they feel good about it. But retailers have low inventory because I'm sure everyone has heard about the supply chain issues. So when you have those two elements, if you're a major retailer, you don't have that much merchandise and you know people are going to come spend with you. You don't have to discount.
Yeah.
And that's the approach that they're taking this year.
Yeah. All right, Sadeep, let me turn to your neck of the woods here for a minute. The House, I guess this morning, after a drawn out yesterday evening, passed President Biden's Build Back Better plan. But here's what I want to ask you. Much of the talk from administration officials and Democrats talking about this bill in the last number of weeks has been that it is, in fact, disinflationary, that it's not going to add to the inflation already in this economy. And I don't want to talk about the merits of that argument. What I want to know is, given where we are with inflation in this economy, do you think that disinflationary legislation is going to have to be the thing, much as austerity and deficit neutral legislation was the thing like 10 years ago coming out of the financial crisis? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they're going to have to come up with that argument, if nothing else, than to win over Joe Manchin in the Senate and pass this bill, because one of Joe Manchin's concern is about the pace of inflation. And he is like set this out as one of his lines that he's going to have to consider about what actually passes in the Senate from this package. And so this is probably we all debate what transitory actually means, but this is probably a thing that's going to last for much of the next year in parts of the economy. Obviously, some prices will not go up as much as others, but overall inflation is going to remain somewhat elevated and is going to keep this angst hanging over us. But there's probably not a whole lot of additional legislation that's going to pass beyond this one. So that's really the question. But the Biden team is trying to argue that this is anti-inflationary and a lot of this is just kind of hogwash. Like there are pieces of it that obviously are, some of it will wash out with other things that are inflationary. And it's a long-term bill that will just like infrastructure, will probably have longer-term effects. This isn't like showering cash on people like we did earlier this year, which was part of the problem that exacerbated the inflation issue.
Yeah. Sudeep, real quick, just sorry, one more thing on this bill. I thought it was interesting that the White House and Democrats are relying on increased tax collection to get it to actually cost zero, right? They want to beef up the IRS and collect more in what's known as the tax gap, right? They're not saying, as the Republicans did with the Trump tax cuts, they're not saying, hey, this is going to grow the economy. It's not dynamic scoring, right? They're just going to do nuts and bolts, get more money in the bank.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of taxes that are not being collected out there, and there's creative accounting that the tax code allows. Rich people are doing this all the time. That's part of the life. And this idea of empowering the IRS to collect what actually is expected of the law is now somehow being debated as un-American in some way,
right?
When it's just being it's policy. It's what the law should be supporting. And the IRS just isn't equipped to do that. Obviously, it's going to be the big talking point, yeah, for Republicans coming out of this. But it has a very different political calculation from the economics,
right,
of it. And that's
right.
That's the usual thing for Washington, of course.
Of course. All right. 30 seconds on this next answer for each of you. Jordan, you get to go first. Here's what I want to understand based on how you see this economy. Explain to me the disconnect, Jordan, between the headlines where things are growing, the job market is tight, and it's a job seekers market. That's good, but everybody feels lousy about the economy. How come?
Because they see what's happening right now. Like, you drive past the gas station, gas is high, you go to the grocery store, meat is expensive, and a lot of the economic indicators are trailing. Like the retail sales this month was from October. So we don't really have a clear picture on what it feels like for folks right now. And that's probably why we're hearing that consumer confidence is low.
Sudeep Reddy, last 30 seconds to you. Same question.
This all comes down to national anxiety. We all have it in some way about whether you're still working from home, whether you're wearing a mask in areas because the pandemic is still on, whether you're staring at a gas price sign, or you're worried about the price of bread.
Right.
Like, all these things are the things that weigh on us, and you put them together, it's hard to look ahead when all of this is kind of in this brew and see that, you know, things are actually better than they were a year ago. And until we can overcome that scale, that weight that's on us, it's going to be hard to see a lot of these numbers improve on the state of consumer confidence.
Sudeep Reddy at Politico, Jordan Holman at Bloomberg. Thanks, you two. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.